Yeah, I mean, Sussex played a good game today, and we weren't so good. I mean, we felt we got enough runs, actually. You know, we didn't think we were light on runs. We thought we got enough runs, and every batter came from the crease and said that it was hard going. You know, it was a bit slow and difficult to score, and ball was stopping a bit. But, you know, we really didn't set the tone with the ball, and I think both Shantz and Gareth Andrew will be disappointed with their start to the innings, and momentum really went Sussex's way with the way they played and put the bad ball away, and we couldn't wrestle it back. And it was a tremendous innings from Ed Joyce, and I thought anybody who opens a bat and gets 100 not out and they win the game, then that's a great effort.
Yeah, I suppose in the end it was fitting that he got the winning runs and got to a century.
Well, he played well, didn't he? It was a chanceless innings. You know, we did miss chances, but that was the other end. I think Nash was dropped a couple of times, but Ed Joyce, you know, it was a terrific innings and chanceless, and he saw them home, and that's quite difficult to do in one day cricket, but that's what the batsmen are paid to do.
They are a very good side, aren't they, particularly in one day cricket at Sussex?
Well, they're a good outfit. You know, they spend a lot of money. I know their sort of depth that they've got is one of the, I suppose, big boys, and the way they spend the money puts them on par with some of the other guys. But you still got to, you know, turn it on and win games of cricket, and they played very well today. I mean, we beat them in the 40 over competition last year and played well against them, but today was their day.
One positive for you was the batting of Jack Manuel.
I thought Jack played really well. He's been in good nick in the last sort of four knocks, really. He's got a 70 and 80 and 100 and 50 in the league on Saturday, and now he's got 48 today or whatever it was. But now he played really well, and he's going to come into the four-day side this week.
Yeah, just talking about that and moving on to the four-day game, obviously an important game now, coming on the back of the defeat at Scarborough. Alexi Cavesi left the field shortly before the end of the Sussex innings. Any concerns there?
No, I think he's going to be fine. He just banged his knee in the ground in one of the dives that he did at Deep Square, and I think he's just sort of aggravated the back of his knee, but the physio feels that it's not going to be a major drama. He's icing it at the moment, and should be all okay for Tuesday.
We talk about Somerset, you're going to talk about Marcus Trescothick, obviously everybody does when it comes against Somerset, but there's other players within their side as well.
Yeah, they're a very talented and outfit, and they've got plenty of depth, so no, there's some good players. I think sometimes this year they've probably not played with the confidence that they've had in previous years, but they will be very, very tough to beat, and we've got to make sure that we play our A game to beat them.
I think it's seven games you've got left now. Have you set yourself any targets in terms of wins that you potentially might need?
Well, we set targets at the start of the season, and they haven't changed, but I won't be telling you what they are. But I think it was a good week for us. Even though we didn't play, there were some good results went our way. I mean, Yorkshire looked like getting a win against Lancashire, which should have been a nightmare for us, but Lancashire turned them over, which was terrific. And Hampshire, you know, I was disappointed that Notts didn't beat them and they got a draw, but then suddenly they've lost 8 points for a pitch, so that was a big result. And I think Warwickshire beating Sussex was a big result for us as well. So, you know, there's quite a few sides down there. You know, we've just got to make sure we start getting back to that confidence of when we beat Notts and when we beat Hampshire, and if we can do that, and then there's no reason why we can't, and that's what we're aiming for this week.
You mentioned Jack Manuel coming into the side. Do you envisage any other changes?
No, there won't really. He's going to come in for James Cameron. James has unfortunately not quite got the runs that we would have wanted for him in four-day cricket. He's been tremendous in one-day cricket, the way he's batted in all formats of one-day cricket, but unfortunately for him, he's not quite had the run tallies that he would have liked, as well as what we would have liked. And Jack Manuel, after the run of form he's shown over a recent couple of weeks, deserves a crack.